Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, the expectations of a leader can be damaging to the company.
I think most small business owners will agree with me. There is a new wave of employee attitudes in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the leadership game is changing so much with these new attitudes, leadership expectations and the communication of those expectations need to change as well before they will damage your business. So let's look quickly at three of these expectations that need to be tweaked right away.
All right, what's number one?
Expecting you've been understood. So simple, right? Today's young employees have a completely different set of mental models from what work means than us long-term folks that have been owning businesses for a long time. Therefore, assuming you've been understood is a mistake. Make sure you ask for feedback at the end of a meeting or at the end of an important conversation on what they think they heard you say. You will be very surprised at the misunderstandings that are taking place. We've got to get that feedback.
All right, number two.
Expecting that people know what you want. You would think it would be so easy. Regardless how long you've been running your business and how consistent you feel you are, people are going to need clear directions on exactly what you want. Once again, the foundation of work life is vastly different among the generations, so you will want to allow them, in fact, encourage them to ask clarifying questions to make sure they understand what you really want from them.
And lastly?
Expecting people to perform the way you want them to perform. The fact is, employees will perform to the standards they have, which may not align with your standards. Business owners need to spend more time now than ever before on training people on what work is and training them on how to do the job.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.